it's a band which have definitely progressed over the past couple of years. The brand new single coming from the Boomtown Rats, and it's a track called Someone's Looking At You. And what I think I'll do now, actually, just to show how much they have progressed, is to play you the first ever single, in fact, from the Rats. And that's coming up after this next jingle, which I'll be playing for you in a couple of seconds' time. Oh, hang on, I think the phone's... Hold on a minute. Oh, I'll have to answer that. Hello? Hello, hello, who's that? West Cheshire Hospital. Hello? Yes? Bert Williams. He hasn't arrived back there yet. Oh, I see. Sorry, I didn't realise. It's West Cheshire Hospital. That's the former Diva Hospital, isn't it? Yeah. You want... Well, listen, hang on a second. Could you just hold on there a second, please? I'm actually on the air at the moment. I'm broadcasting, so I'm afraid... what I'll do, listen, just hold on a sec. I'll put another record on, switch the microphone off, and then I'll come back on to you. Okay. You haven't received... But he should have been back at 6:30. I see, yes. And he's not back yet. Okay, well, listen, just hang on a second. Hold on there. I'll put another record on. I'll kill the microphone, and I'll come straight back on to you. Could you just hold... Yes? Okay, hold it a minute. Thanks a lot. Okay.
Big M.
Mike Stand.
From the Boomtown Rats, that's their first ever single, and before that their brand new single, both of them on Ensign Records, and the new one I should think will go top five, even if it doesn't make number one this time, I reckon it'll do top five. There you go, two in a row from the Rats, and apologies for the little bit of conversation in the middle. I'm afraid the phone rang while I was on air, so I had to answer it, but I've sorted it out since. All they wanted to know was why Bert hadn't returned back to hospital, as he's supposed to be back by 6:30 on a Sunday. but I'm afraid he's met with a little bit of an accident in the studio, and it's going to be quite a while before he gets back to the hospital. One more before 7 o'clock and the theme tune at the top of the hour. Album tracking yet again. This is City Boy, and from the album Dinner at the Ritz. It's called Walk on the Water.
He was a sunny side boy on a morning call. A lobster, a possum, run a sinner sent by the river trail. Stood in the street till it screamed. And all time, revival. Why don't you take a walk on the water? Take a walk on the water.
And you're tuned to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, 266 metres in the medium wave, pirate radio over Merseyside and the northwest of England. I'm Mike Stand, and I'm with you until 8 o'clock this evening.
Hello.
Hockey. Hockey. Address is coming up in about 5 minutes' time. If you would like to send a stamped addressed envelope in for some car stickers or just send some dedications or requests, get yourself some writing tackle together. I'll give you the address in about 5 minutes' time. Once again, apologies to the people who have already sent stamped addressed envelopes in for car stickers. I think John Dwyer has only just picked them up, in fact, so they will be on their way. I keep saying that. He has got the situation under control. We've been waiting for them to get cut or something. They've been printed for a couple of weeks, but they haven't been guillotined. That's what John Dwyer should be, guillotined. So stamped addressed envelopes, please, for car stickers. Badges are available on sale at Skeleton Records and Reaction Records. Also, another thing featuring the car stickers and badges, actually, is starting next Monday night, which I think is the 28th of January. Every Monday night from then on is a free night at the Sir James Club, the new club at Hamilton Square, just behind the station, formerly known as the Deerstalker. Every Monday night, starting a week tomorrow night, it's the MAR Disco Night. If you'd like to come along, it's absolutely free to come in. All you have to do is show a badge or a car sticker. No doubt you've got to take the back windscreen out of your car and drag it up to the door and show the doorman. Otherwise, if you haven't got a badge or a car sticker, then just tell them that you're a regular listener to MAR, and that way you'll get it absolutely free. Okay, that's every Monday, starting next Monday at the Sir James Club in Birkenhead. MAR Disco Night. Absolutely free, gratis, and FA to come in. Just show a badge or a car sticker. Reverse your car right up to the door. Knock on the door, grab the doorman out and say, "Hey, pal, come and have a look at the disc on the back of your car, like." Or if you've got a car sticker on your bumper, and just unbolt the bumper from the car and take it up the door with you. Show him the car sticker. That way you'll get it absolutely free. Right there! Is that quite easily understandable? Yes, good, I hope so. I hope to see you there. I should be there. I only just found this out earlier tonight that I'm supposed to be doing a spot on the MAR thing. So, oh, hang on. I've lost a record somewhere. Talk amongst yourselves. Oh, there it is. I thought I'd lost it then. Yeah, that's starting next, a week tomorrow, next Monday. It's free to come in, so I'll be there. Simon, James, John Dwyer, who else will be there? David Vincent, no, he doesn't exist anymore. That was an old name I used at one time. Dave Simpson, he'll be there, and also hopefully Robin Blind, now that he's got over his illness. So that's five of us at least will be doing the things on a Monday night for you, on a free night at the Sir James Club in Birkenhead. Come along, it's free to come in. I'll see you there.
Where are you all coming from?
From Slovlands, where we belong.
Are you talking just like us?
No, we smirk, it's much less fuss.
Do you do think that we don't dare?
We are.
Gonna use my fingers.
New number one single this week coming from Chrissy and the Pretenders, and incidentally, if you are interested, not that you are of course, but I'm going to tell you anyway that the Pretenders album, their new album, and an excellent thing it is too, that is straight in this week in the album charts at number one. So for the first time there, the Pretenders have got an album and a single both at number one at the same time, which is no mean feat, I can tell you. And that's Blondie at the wrong speed. I'm in too much of a rush to put it on while I'm talking, you see. I'm not checking my speeds. I'll knock that up and play this. I'm playing this for me. This is the number that she did in the middle of the act last night. I was going to say she started with this, but in fact she started with Dreaming. Current thing from Blondie. It's called Union City Blue. Playing that just for me, for once in my miserable existence, to remind me of a rather excellent concert last night. That's Blondie, the group, and a thing called Union City Blues. It's 11 past 7, and just a quick message to Roy, if you're listening out there, Roy Wynn. I haven't seen you since Thursday, I don't think, but I must tell you this. I was driving down the M6 on Friday, and I overtook a wagon which had written across the door, Cropper's Garage, Liverpool. I think Roy will appreciate that. No doubt nobody else knows what the hell I'm rabbiting on about, but there you go, Roy. So they've even got wagons as well. So if you ever see one on the road, you can flash him for me. That's Cropper's Garage of Liverpool. Private sort of joke there between me and Roy. And hello to little Jason, Roy's lad. And while we're on about this, actually, I've had a couple of letters here from other people who've got youngsters listening to my burblings on the wireless. And they say to me, why don't you ever do a children's spot? Because a lot of the kids don't go to bed till about 7, 8 o'clock. The parents keep them up to listen to my show and tell them if they don't behave themselves, then they'll grow up to end up like Mike Stand, you see. So my show does have some sort of use, after all. Anyway, these people have said to me, why don't you play anything specifically for the kids in your show? Well, to tell you the truth, a little while back we were thinking of doing something like this, having a kiddie spot, sort of afternoon or evening, but obviously we can't put a kiddie spot on Bert Williams' show, because just the sound of Bert Williams would drive the kids sort of into nightmares and things. So we did do a pilot thing for my show a little while back, but we never really followed it up, and we never played the pilot. So what I'll do now, I've just dug it out, and this is a thing for the kiddies, so if you're listening there, are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Okay, do you remember that? That was when I was your age. All the little kiddies listening to the Mike Stand Show, now you eat your greens and behave yourselves for your mummies and daddies, or you'll grow up like me. And that's not a pleasant thought, I can tell you. So for you kiddies, a little thing that we did a while back, I'll give it its airing now. And if you'd like to write to us, oh, the mailing address, God, I forgot it. I should have read it out about 10 minutes ago. What I'll do, I'll read it out after this particular thing. And if any of you parents out there would like us to continue with this kiddies slot in the Mike Stand Show, just drop me a line, let me know, and we'll put a few more shows together, okay? So here we go, just for the kids. A little thing, well, it's got no title really, it's just for you.
Hello, children.
Hello.
Hello. Well, last week we showed you how to be a gynecologist, and this week on How to Do It, we're going to learn how to play the flute, how to split the atom, how to construct box girder bridges, and how to irrigate the Sahara and make vast new areas cultivatable. But first, here's Jackie to tell you how to rid the world of all known diseases.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Jackie.
Well, first of all, become a doctor and discover a marvellous cure for something, and then when the medical world really starts to take notice of you, you can jolly well tell them what to do and make sure they get everything right so there'll never be diseases anymore.
Thanks, Jackie. That was great.
Fantastic.
Now, how to play the flute? Well, you blow in one end and move your fingers up and down the outside.
Great, Alan. Well, next week we'll be showing you how black and white people can live together in peace and harmony, and Alan will be over in Moscow showing you how to reconcile the Russians and the Chinese. Till then, cheerio.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later, this weekend, where the good guys are.
On 266, it's M-A-R.
It is indeed Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266 metres in the medium wave with you every Saturday and Sunday. And as promised, the mailing address. I haven't given it out yet, so I will do now. You should have your writing tackled together. The address is simply M-A-R. 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey on Merseyside.
Okay. Did you get that, Dave?
M-A-R. That's all you have to put on the envelope. Please. No names of the DJs. Put them on the letter inside. Just put M-A-R 22 Beech Grove. We're still getting letters that say Beech Road. It is Beech Grove. And that is in Wallasey, Merseyside, okay? And if you'd like us to continue with another kiddie spot, then let us know and we'll see what we can do. Right back to the music, and this is the fourth band on the Two-Tone label, and yet another hit for the same label. These are The Beat, the Tears of a Clown. Nah. Tears of Bert Williams.
Yeah, the lucky
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, if my memory serves me correctly, many, many moons back on Motown. That's the beat, down two places this week, from number 6 last week to number 8 this week on Two Tone Records. A small record label with an amazing success rate. I think they've had a hit with every single they've had out so far. That's the one by the Beat, down to number 8 this week, and their version of The Tears of a Clown. I'm just thinking there, I've just been thinking, which is very difficult for me, but while that last record was playing, looking all around me at the studio walls, we've got great posters up of things like RNI and Radio Caroline and Free Radio Forever. What else have we got here? Radio Veronica up behind me. And a thing I haven't done for a long, long time is play any of the old Pirates theme tunes. So what I think I'll do, I'll lean over to my box of themes after this next record, or during this next record, and dig out something for all you Free Radio buffs. I think what I'll do, in fact, is play a couple of the old Caroline themes, because it's quite a while since I've heard them as well, and it would be nice to hear them. So if there's any of you sort of listeners out there who do remember the original Pirates from a long time way back when, then you might recognise a couple of the tunes I'll play for you later. If not, then they'll be new to you, but to the others of us who used to listen to the Pirates, they should bring back some rather nice memories. This is another old song redone by a new band. I can't remember who originally did this one. It was way back in the 50s, I think. It's called The Walk. And the group doing it for you now are The Inmates.
Is a dance that you can do. You just walk. Oh, you walk. Come on, walk. Everybody walk. You just walk. Come on, let's walk. Well, here's a dance that you can do. You just walk. Oh, you walk. Come on and walk. Everybody walk. You just walk. Come on, let's walk. Yeah.
there's the inmates, and that's the walk. It's 23 past 7 on this Sunday evening, and another 37 minutes of my show to go. Mike Stand here on MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on 266 metres in the medium wave. The Mike Stand Show, taking you up till 8 o'clock tonight. And if you've just joined us, good evening. Where have you been all day? We're with you all day Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until around about midnight. And if you've not been listening to us before, if this is the first time you've ever joined us, we have been on the air for quite a while, so I hope that you'll join us again in the future. As I say, we are on the air every... Oh, just knock that off. I think I've had too much treble on my left-hand deck. Now he finds out as he looks down. Never mind, it's too late now in the evening, isn't it, to worry about that. As I say, if you have just joined us and you've not been listening to us before, then welcome along if you're a new listener. I'll give you the mailing address before the end of my show so you can write to us, let me know what you think of the things, and if you have got any particular requests or dedications or you'd like a car sticker, just enclose a stamped addressed envelope in with your request and send it to the address which I gave you earlier, but I will give you again before 8 o'clock. So, okay, get that down. We hope to hear from you. I love getting letters, especially when they say, you're great, I love your show. I always listen to it on a Sunday night. I like a nice bit of silliness. What am I going to do? Oh, yes, I have dug three things out from the early Caroline days. Oh, when probably most of you were too young to ever remember them. But if you weren't, if you used to listen, then these should bring back some memories for you, jog your memory, a little bit of nostalgia. From round about 1964, I think these were. Hello to Phil, if you're listening out there. Sorry about that, lad, I meant to mention you before. I haven't got the new attempted moustache tape yet, and I believe you haven't had it yet, neither. Which is a bit of a drag, so neither of us can play it yet, but maybe you can play it next week, and I hope to play it the week after. Or rather, next weekend, which is after you, of course. But, to all the other listeners who don't know what the hell I'm talking about there, that is in fact a new single I was supposed to be playing on tonight's show, the double A-sided single from the Merseyside band Attempted Moustache. I was hoping to have their new single today, but I haven't received it yet. Also Phil, a colleague of mine, he was supposed to be playing it on his show, but I don't think he's get out and walk. I don't think he's received his copy yet. So hopefully the two of us should be playing it by next weekend. So if you're into Attempted Moustache, then tune in next Saturday and I'll play it for you. But before that, a little bit of theme music from the Caroline days from 1964. Two themes from individual DJs. One was Tom Lodge and one was Jerry Leighton, in that order. The Tom Lodge theme is called Rinky Dink. The Jerry Leighton theme is called Country Line Special. And they're coming up right after this.
It's the Mike Stand Show. Oh my God, no!
Oh,
There you go, two old instrumental themes from the days of Radio Caroline, the early days of Caroline, Caroline North, off the Isle of Man. Jerry Layton's late and early show, the theme there, Country Line Special from Cyril Davis. Before that, Tom Lodge's theme, that was Rinky Dink by the Johnny Howard Band. One more coming up for you right now, and just about the most famous theme of all time. Past 7 on Sunday evening, and hope you're enjoying some of this stuff I'm playing for you. Nice sunny day today, wasn't it? A bit cold. I was going to wash the car this afternoon. I sort of got up, looked through the window and saw the sun cracking the old flags. But when I went out, it was freezing, so I went straight back in again. Watched a cartoon thing on the telly, and then what else did I watch? Oh, there was football on, so I switched it off then, put the radio on, and Bert Williams was on. So, what a miserable start to the afternoon, but rather nice day, even though it was a bit cold. Just hope it doesn't start snowing. I couldn't face the snow anymore. I'm not a snow lover, I must admit. Right, and another thing that I have got a complaint about is that I haven't had my evening cup of coffee brought in yet. I was hoping for some coffee and bickies, but up until this very moment that I am what here speaking to you, I have not had no coffee, and I've got a throat on me like a docker's armpit, so it doesn't look like I'm going to get one. Who knows, maybe one will be brought in about a minute to eight, just when I'm going to screw it off home. Okay, three oldies for you there, and coming right back up to date, a brand new single, two of the big musicians getting together, John Anderson from Yes, and Vangelis Papathousanou, or something like that, I think it is. Vangelis Papathousanou, or some other sort of Greek name. Formerly with Aphrodite's Child, of course, with Demis Roussos. Give it a stick, Demis. What number is this? I'm having a look at the chart. Oh, that's right, up to 25 this week. 45 last week, up to 25 this week. Brand new E from John and Vangelis. Called I Hear You Now. Number 25, John and Vangelis, together John Anderson, and that's a thing called I Hear You Now, and as I speak, the coffee is brought in to me. Hello, Darren, my dear. Ah, what are we having? Cheese and crackers. Right, okay. Aha. Ah, right, as they get put down behind. Coming up to 20 to 8 on MAR. And time for a bit more of this.
Hello, I would like to buy a fish license, please.
A what?
A license for my pet fish, Eric.
How did you know my name was Eric?
No, my fish's name is Eric. Eric Fish. He's an halibut.
What?
He is an halibut.
You've got a pet halibut?
Yes, I chose him out of thousands. I didn't like the others, they were all too flat.
You must be a loony.
I am not a loony. Why should I be tired with the epithet loony merely because I have a pet halibut? I've heard tell that Sir Gerald Nabardo has a pet prawn called Simon. You wouldn't call him a loony. Furthermore, Dawn Palethorpe, the lady show jumper, had a clam called Stafford after the late Chancellor. Alan Bullock has two pikes, both called Chris. And Marcel Proust added Eric. So if you're calling the author of Our La Recherche du Temps Perdu a loony, I shall have to ask you to step outside.
All right. A license?
Yes.
For a fish?
Yes.
You are a loony.
Look, it's a bleeding pet, isn't it? I got to license me pet dog, Eric. I got to license me pet cat, Eric.
You don't need a license for your cat.
I bleeding well do, and I got one. Can't be caught out there.
There is no such thing as a bloody cat license.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Isn't. Our bleeding got one. Look. What's that then?
This is a dog license with the word dog crossed out and cat written in crayon.
Man didn't have the right form.
What man?
The man from the cat detector van.
The loony detector van, you mean?
Look, it's people like you what cause unrest.
What cat detector van?
The cat detector van from the Ministry of Housing.
Housing?
It was spelled like that on the van. I'm very observant. I've never seen so many bleeding aerials. The man said their equipment could pinpoint a purr at 400 yards, and Eric, being such a happy cat, was a piece of cake.
How much did you pay for this?
60 quid and 8 for the fruit bat.
What fruit bat?
Eric the fruit bat.
Oh, your pet's called Eric.
There's nothing too odd about that. Kemal Ataturk had an entire menagerie called Abdul.
No, he didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Did.
All right.
Spoken like a gentleman, sir. Now, are you going to give me a fish license?
I promise you that there is no such thing. You don't need one.
In that case, give me a bee license.
A license for your pet bee?
Correct.
Called Eric. Eric the bee?
Nope.
No?
No. Eric the offbee. He had an accident.
You're off your chump.
Look, if you intend by that utilization of an obscure colloquialism to imply that my sanity is not up to scratch, or indeed to deny the semi-existence of my little chum, Eric the offbee, I shall have to ask you to listen to this. Take it away, Eric the orchestra leader.
One, two, three, four.
Half a bee, philosophically, must ipso facto half not be. But half the bee has got to be vis-a-vis its entity. Do you see? But can a bee be said to be or not to be an entire bee when half the bee is not a bee due to some ancient injury? Singing.
A la dee dee, a 1, 2, 3, Eric the half the bee. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Eric the half the bee.
Is this a wretched demi-bee, half asleep upon my knee, some freak from a menagerie?
No, it's Eric the half the bee.
A fiddly-dum, a fiddly-dee,
Eric the half a bee. Ho, 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 tee-hee-hee, Eric the half a bee.
I love this hive employee, dissected accidentally one summer afternoon by me. I love him carnally.
He loves him carnally.
end.
Mike Stand.
Ah, that's me, Mike Stand, with you for another 16 minutes here on the Merseyland Alternative Radio, 266 metres, medium. Excuse me. I nearly brought a lung up then. So while the coffee was being brought in just before that last track, our tea lady, who usually walks in and natters incessantly while we are on the air, decided to say absolutely nothing tonight. Oh, it's crazy, yeah. I sort of sat here while she put my coffee and crisps on the table behind me. Crisps tonight, hang about, here we go. No biscuits tonight. I got a bit of cheese, a cup of coffee, and here we go. A bloody great whopping crisp. Are you ready for this? Here we go. The first ever airing of a crisp being eaten live on radio. Oh. A bit just fell on me deck. Hang on. Just once more, a repeat performance, an even bigger crisp being scoffed live on air. How about that, though? And to swill it down, a mouthful of... Think about it, there's all skin on it. Oh, God! I've dropped my pen, I have to stir it with a pen, you see. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute while I pick my pen up. There we go. Right, got a mouthful of crisp, a cup of coffee with skin on it, loads of sugar in the bottom, that's why I have to stir it, you see. Otherwise, when I get to about a quarter of the way down, it's so unbearably sweet it comes out like honey. Get all this coffee out of the inside of the pen. I usually use a screwdriver, but I can't find it at the moment. That's better. Good. Well, I must admit, I did need that. Right, where were we before we were so rudely interrupted by me scoffing things? 8:14, and another 14 minutes of the show to go, taking us up to 8 o'clock, from whence the one and only Simon James comes forth and plays you an hour of his style of music. Another old one, I think the final old one in the show tonight. No doubt most of you have heard or listened to Van Morrison. Well, this one is a track which was originally brought out in 1965 when Van the Man came over from Ireland. Well, he'd been over for about a year or so, I think, when this track was brought out. And he was then part of a group known as Them. And this is a single from 65 by Them. It's called Mystic Eyes.
Yeah, it's Mystic Eyes.
excellent single. 1965, Van Morrison, then lead singer with them, and a track called Mystic Eyes. It's coming up to 10 to 8.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of What Do You... A new radio quiz game, loosely based on all the old radio quiz games. The rules are very simple. We shall ask a team of two personalities, Lord Elphus...
Hello.
...and the Deaconess of Detroit...
Hello.
...a series of questions in either category, or special category. If they get it right, they get a... And if they get a wrong answer, they get a... from the studio audience. At the end of the contest, they will hear this, and they must stop immediately. At any point in the proceedings, they may be given a... which means they can ask for another question, or if they hear a... it's the fire alarm. When they want to interrupt a... or a... but not a... question, they must press their special buttons. Lord Elphus, will you press yours? And Deaconess yours. If they get it right, they get 15 points on the scoreboard here, four letters on the radio blackboard for each correct part, and a shot from our mystery gunner. Like so. In the event of a tie, I shall start the clock, so, and there will be a choice of either a... or a... for the first of either the... contestant or the... contestant who can make the golden word Birmingham from his four letters, and he will get a... which will mean he's this week's winner. Right, well, those very simply are the rules. We'll be back again same time next week. Till then, goodbye from Lord Elphus.
Goodbye.
The Deaconess of Detroit.
Bye.
And from me, it's...
Mike Stand.